Today, Shir Masechta Ma'akot, Daf Chavav. We will begin on Daf Chav Hey Amud Beis, the last words on the Amud Tana Rabbanan. Says the Gemara Tana Rabbanan, we learned in the Braisa, Eilu Kroim, the following situations of Kriya Shei Mesachim that cannot be sewn up. Even though, as we're going to be learning extensively in today's Shir, we have Halachas of Kriya, when one Rechman Tzlon is an Avil. But explains Rashi, when the suffering, the situation that one is grieving on, is Rashi says a tsara gedola, it's a very significant situation, then those kriya cannot be sewn up. It's like a tsara she'ein loy refua. It's somebody that, like a person who's not well and doesn't have hope to get better. As the Rishonim go on to explain, as we're going to see in our shiur today, there are different halachas for different individuals when kriya has to be torn. And what the Gemara is teaching us in today's shiur is that those factors, the halachic factors, have to be taken into consideration, including if the kriya could be sewn up. So again, ve'el kroim shem sachin, ha'kriya al-obav al-imoy, if somebody is ripping kriya on the loss of a parent, Al Rabbi Shalim Dai Torah, and his Rebbe who taught him Torah. And Tosfos brings a machlokes who is considered Rabbi Shalim Dai Torah. This is a Tosfos in Masechet Bava Metzia Daf Lamed Gimel Amar Aleph. Tosfos says that's actually a machlokes Tanoim. Rabbi Yehuda's opinion is that he has to be an individual who learned that most of his Torah that he has learned, whatever amount of Torah that this individual has learned, he has learned from this Rebbe. Rebbe Yossi's opinion is just the opposite. As soon as you learned even Mishnah Halacha, Mishnah Echad, or Halacha Achas, even if you just learned a minimal amount from that Rebbe is already considered the Rebbe from whom you learned Torah. And Ramei's opinion is that he has to be the Rebbe that you learned most of your Torah in Shas, most of your Torah in Gemara has been learned from this Rebbe that should be considered Rabbi Shalim Dai Torah. Val Nasi, Val Abezdin, and the Nasi who passed away, on the Abezdin that passed away, Al Shmuas Ros, on terrible news that one receives, Al Birkas Hashem, the Gemara is going to explain this, somebody who hears Chas V'Shalom Dar Kodesh Baruch whose name is cursed, Al Sevetayra Shenisrif, if Sevetayra was burned, Al Ore Yehuda, if somebody sees the Ore Yehuda as they are destroyed, Arias Amigdash, if somebody sees the Beis Hamigdash destroyed, by Yerushalayim, if somebody sees Yerushalayim in its destruction, for Korei Al Migdash, we rip Kriya on the seeing of the Beis Hamigdash, Moisef, and then Kriya is again added a Yerushalayim. All this will be explained in the Gemara Mitzvah Shem. So the Gemara says, how do we know that we rip kriya by all of these individuals? Says the Maradik Siv, the Pasuk says, when it came for the time for Eliyahu Navi to leave the world, he was in the Eva Yardain together with his Talmud Elisha Navi, and they were walking and talking until fire and horses made out of fire separated them. And there was a ruach, sorrow, an incredible wind, and Eliyahu was carried to Shemayim. The Radak explains that it took through the fire and Eliyahu Navi all went up in a fiery ash, in the glory to Shemayim. The reason the Radak says that Eliyahu Navi was Nifter and Aver Hayardain, says the Radak, is because as we find that Moshe Rabbeinu was buried on Eva Yarden to show the greatness and to show the connection that exists between Eliyahu Navi and Moshe Rabbeinu. Eliyahu Navi also left the world when he was in the Eva Yarden. Says the Gemara, the Pasuk says, Elisha Roya, and Elisha sees as Eliyahu Navi is going up to Shemayim, V'metzak, and he yelled out, Avi, Avi, Rechav Yisrael of Roshav. Avi, Avi, so from here we learn, Zavavi Imoy, that if somebody's parent passes away, Rechav Yisrael Froshov was Rabbi Shalom the Torah. And many times, as we've explained, when the Gemara says Kamatagam Rabbi Yosef was an expert in Targum, because Rabbi Yosef, we know, the Gemara says, was blind. And a person who's blind cannot really learn Torah Shebiksav, because Torah Shebiksav has to be learned from the Chumash itself. He couldn't learn it. And therefore, he was an expert in Torah Shebal Peh. That's one pshat that I saw. The other pshat that I saw is that the Gemara just means to say that he was an expert in Torah Shebal, he was an expert in Targum. And therefore, since he was an expert in Targum, he was able to say what he saw. My mashma, Kedetargum Rabbi Yosef. So as Rabbi Yosef explained, Rabbi, while Elisha was declaring, he was declaring, my Rebbe, the Tavlan Yisrael, that you are fantastic for Klal Yisrael, b'tzlosei, what you accomplish with your tefillah, when Klal Yisrael is in battle, merischen uproshim, more than the armor, more than the carriages that they had, your tefillah is more effective. So he said that the kriya on these individuals can never be sewn up. Asking Rav Nolan, from where do we know that halacha? The pasuk says, "V'chazik begod of yikorim l'shneim kroim." And the question is, "Mimash v'shneim yikorim." If the pasuk says that they were ripped, why does any day shel l'shneim? So if something's ripped, it's obviously ripped into two. Why does it say l'shneim? Amlam shekruim va'omdim l'shneim lo'olam. They remained torn forever. They have to remain torn like that forever. Amalei Rish Lakish Lev Yodison, Eliyahu Chayhu, Eliyahu still remains alive. Amalei Kidik Siv, so why did he rip Kriya? We only rip Kriya when somebody is no longer alive. Amalei Rav Yochanan responded, Kivin Dik Siv, since the Pasuk says, V'loi Ro'o Oiv, he no longer saw him, V'gabed Yidei Kameis Tami, even though he technically is alive, he is, if he's not visible to somebody, it's considered dead. The Chassam Sofer says, in trying to understand what is Elio or what is Elio Anovi's status, is he alive or not alive? Says the Chassam Sofer, really depends. When he looks as he's a living person, then he's considered alive. When he's not, he's not. And the Rishonim go on to say that even if we'll say, as the Gemara seems to teach us, that Elio Anovi is considered alive, but he's included in the individuals who went into Gan Eden while they're still alive. However, points out the Miri. So what would be if somebody's Rebbe is traveling away? So if we're saying that Lo Yira Oid, that if you're not going to see this individual anymore, then the person is not considered as if he's not alive, so why, if a Rebbe is traveling away, shouldn't we rip Kriya? And the answer, says the Meiri, is quite obvious. Eliyahu HaNavi is going to Shemayim, so he will never be seen again. So since he will never be able to be seen again, that's when Kriya should be torn. But in a situation where a person who's going away is, even if he's going away, it isn't that he's going away forever. Even if his plans are to go away forever, that doesn't mean that's what's going to happen. He may come back. That's why, even though the plans are to go away, one doesn't kriya. Continues the Gemara. We learned earlier in our shiur the Nasi v'Abezdim v'Shmuas Ross, and all of these situations, we rip kriya. Ask the Gemara, Manolah, from where do we know that halacha? Says the Gemara, the Ksiv. The Pasuk teaches us that when David HaMelech ran away from Shaul, in Eretz Plishtim, he was with his people in Ziklag. And the Plishtim were coming to attack Shaul HaMelech, who was at that time the city of Yisrael. And at that time, they killed many Jews in the place called Har Gabaya. And they killed Yonason, the son of Shaul. And at that time, Shaul HaMelech also passed away. And then they came to inform to David HaMelech, who, as we said, was in Ziklag, somebody who had been able to escape from that battle, came to inform David HaMelech in Ziklag about the passing of Shaul and Yonason. So the Pasuk says, V'chazik David v'begodov, V'karim, David HaMelech grabbed onto his clothing and he ripped them. V'gam kol ha'noshim ha'shi'itai, all the people who were with him. V'yispadu v'yifku v'yitzoyma al-arev as Shaul v'ayonis and benoi. They cried for Shaul and Yonis and his son. V'al'am Hashem v'abnei Yisrael k'nofer b'chalrev. Shaul, so Kriya was required because Shaul was the Nasi, he was the king. Yonison was the Abezdin. V'al'am Hashem v'abes Yisrael. These are considered, obviously, that they had such a terrible downfall in the battle. That's considered Shmuas Ros. So we see for all of these reasons, Kriya is required. Amalei Rabba Shavu L'Rav Kahana. V'emida Avik Kula. Maybe Kriya is ripped only when all of these circumstances come together. Amalei Al. Since the Pasuk keeps on using the word Al between these different situations, Hifsek Inyan, the Pasuk is telling us that we rip Kriya for every situation separately. Says the Gemara, Mi Karina Shmus Ros, ask the Gemara, is that true that for bad news we rip Kriya? V'amalei l'Shmuel, they informed Shmuel, Kotosh v'malcha trei alfa Yehudei. They informed Shmuel that Shvar Malka, who was the king of Persia, killed 12,000 Jews, be'it Mezigas Kasri, in the city called Mezigas Kasri, v'loy Karu, and yet, even though this was a terrible news, he did not rip Kriya. Says the Gemara, the only time we rip Kriya is Beroiv Yisrael, where most of the Jews were killed. But if it's not most Jews that were involved in that situation, then as was the story with Shaul and Yonason, that's when we rip Kriya. But if it's not most of Klal Yisrael, or some of the Rishonim say most of one particular Shevet who suffered, we don't rip Kriya. Continues the Gemara, is this accurate to suggest that Shvar Malka killed Jews? Ask the Gemara, V'amalei Shvar Malka l'Shmuel, Taisali, I deserve credit, the Lekatli Yehudi Me'olam, that I never killed Jews. Answers the Gemara, he never killed Jews for no reason. Hussam, and that episode where he killed these Jews, Inu Garmel and Avshayu, they brought it upon themselves. Amar Rabbi Yami, the Kali Yaseri, the Mezigas Kari, the playing music when there was a rebellion against the king, Pakashur the Lutkaya, that's why they broke the wall around the city of Lutkia. So the reason Shvar Malka killed the Jews is because they had participated in a rebellion against him. And that's why it's not considered that he didn't indiscriminately kill Jews. Al Birkas Hashem Inolam, how do we know that Birkas Hashem, Chas V'Shalom, we rip Kriya? The Ksiv, V'Yovel Yochum Ben Chilkia, Ashal Abayis, V'Shivna HaSoifer, V'Yoy Ben Osav HaMaskas Chilkia Kruy Begodim. What happened was that when Chizkiyahu was the king of Yehuda, in the 14th year of his rule, Sennacherib captured all of the cities of Ur Yehuda, and then he went towards Yerushalayim. And Chizkiyahu sent him a message that he is prepared to accept defeat to him and pay him whatever he wanted. And the king assessed that every year he has to give 300 silver bars and 30 gold bars. At a certain point, Chizkiyahu stopped giving Sennacherib what he was supposed to give, and Sennacherib sent Ravashka and other of his generals to go hold battle with Chizkiyahu. And as they stood by the wall of Yerushalayim, they called out to Chizkiyahu. And Chizkiyahu sent out these people and said to them that, to Rabashka, why are you doing so? And when they wanted to speak in Aramis, when Rabashka wanted to speak in Aramis that everybody understood, he said, speak only a language that the noblemen speak. And he asked that let's make peace. And at that point, Rabashka spoke in the most derogatory fashion against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He said, "Mi b'chol alakei arotzus asher tzilas artzim miyodai? Who from all the kings of the world could save your land from my hand? Ki atzal Hashem es Yerushalayim miyodei. That you believe that Hashem has the ability to save Yerushalayim from me. And since he spoke such a terrible way with chutzpah against the Kadosh Baruch Hu, the pasuk says they all ripped the begadim. Because when one hears speaking about a Kadosh Baruch Hu in such a manner, kriya is in order. Tana Banim, Echad HaShemeya, whether it's you who actually heard somebody say that, Vechad HaShemeya Mepi HaShemeya, or if you didn't hear it directly, Chayiv L'Kroya, you have to do kriya. The Edim, Enech HaYoyim L'Kroya, Edim who come to report to the Beis Din what they heard, do not have to repeat ripping kriya when they make that report, because shekvah karu b'sha sheshamu. Since they already ripped kriya when they heard it the first time, there's no need it to do it again. Says the Gemara, b'sha sheshamu mayhava. What's the difference if they heard it originally? If they're hearing it again, kriya should be done again. Answers the Gemara, loisakadatach. There is no reason to do it over. The ksib, because the pasuk says, v'hi kishmai cheskiyo, Mel Chizkiyahu, when they came to report to Chizkiyahu, the king, what Rav Ashkia said, the pasuk says, V'yikra es begadav. The king, Hamelech Kara, the king ripped his begadim, Heim loy karu. But they did not rip their clothing. And the reason they didn't rip their clothing, because they had already ripped their clothing once, there was no need to do so again. Ask the Gemara, V'loy mis achim in olam, how do we know that in a birchas Hashem, we don't sew up that kriya? Answers the Gemara, Asya Kriya Kriya Midavid. The Kriya, it says the word Kriya here, and it says the Pasuk Kriya by David HaMelech, where we said the Beis Din and Nasi and Shmus Ros, just like those are not sewn up, these also not. Sefer Torah, Shinisraf Menolon, how do you know if Chas V'Shalom, a Sefer Torah is burned, Kriya should be done? The Ksiv, the Pasuk says, when the king read, when they read the, to the king, the Megillas Eicha. And the Gemara goes into here when they read to Yoyakim Melech Yehuda the Megillas Eicha. It says, V'yikikro Yehudi sholosh darsus v'arba yikra b'sar ha-soifer v'hashlech al-eisha sholach the at-toim kol Megillah. What happened was that when Yehudi ben Nesanya finished reading the first four psukim of Megillas Eicha and he started reading the fifth pasuk, that's when Yoyakim ripped the Sefer Megillah. Says the Gemara, what does this mean? My shloish is the also sarba. What does it mean, 3 and 4 deos? Says the Gemara, Amalei Yoyakim, Kosov Yirmiyah Sefer Kinnis. Yirmiyah Melech wrote, Yirmiyah Navi wrote a Sefer of Kinnis, which we know is Eicha. This episode goes when the fourth year of the rule of Yoyakim Melech Yehuda, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Yirmiyah Navi to take out a klaf and write on it Megillas Eicha and to read it to the people what will happen. So Baruch ben Neriah, who was a Talmud of Yirmiyahu, took dictation from Yirmiyahu and they wrote Megillas Eicha. And Yirmiyahu said they should take this Megillah then read it to all the people. And then in the fifth year of the rule of Yoyakim, they all gathered together in Yerushalayim, and Baruch read Megillas Eicha. And this episode that we're discussing happens as Baruch ben Neriah is reading Megillas Eicha to the king Yoyakim. Says the Gemara, "My shal stasis v'arba, Amalei Yoyakim, Kosev Yirmiyahu." They told to Yoyakim that Yirmiyahu Navi wrote a Sefer Kinnis. Amalei. So Yoyakim Amel wanted to know Max Sibbe. What does it say there? So it says we know it begins. Echa Yoshve Bada the Ira Basiam, that the people of Yerushalayim are desolate. Amala Ano Malka. I'm a king. It doesn't affect me. Amalahu. So Amalai they said it says in it Bocha Tifka Balayla V'demasa Alechya Einla Menachem Kol Avel. Klai Yisrael will be destroyed to the degree that they will be crying and no one could console them. So again he said, Ano Malka, I'm the king. I have nothing to worry about it. Golos Yehuda Me'ani, the Klai Yisrael will go out to Golos. And again he comments, Ano Malka. They say, Darki Tzion Avelis, Mebeli Moed, Yerushalayim will be desolate. Ano Malka. Hayatzar l'Rosh. He says that the Nachrim will become the king. Amr l'man Amra. So he said, who said this? So he said, the pasuk continues, Kashem Hayga Aroy Peshoya. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is bringing this punishment because all of the sins that they have committed. Miyad Kada Kala Skar Shaba. He cut out all the places that the shame of Hashem appears in Megillas Eicha, the Sarfim Be'esh, and he burnt it. And originally they weren't frightened and they didn't rip the clothing. Mechlal, that the Boiler Mikri, that they should have done so immediately. So from here we see the Rishonim point out that one has to rip Kriya not only in a Sefer Torah in Nisraf, as we're discussing, but one has to rip Kriya even on when it's a Sefer Navi. Of course, the Ben Yoyada asked the question, how do we understand the king's reaction? He didn't, that at the beginning, it didn't faze him until he heard. So he says that the Yetzer Hara of a king is different than the Yetzer Hara of the average person. As the Gemara says, whoever is greater than another person, Yitzur Gadol Mimenu, he has a bigger Yetzer Hara. And therefore, the king thought that even though he had sinned, he wasn't deserving of terrible punishment. Because he thought that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will recognize that since he has a bigger Yetzer Hara, he doesn't deserve to be punished. But then, when he read the pasuk that says that he too will be punished, that's when he was fazed. Amalei Rapapa Labaya, Ema, says the Gemara, maybe they ripped their clothing there, Mishum Shmuas Ros, as we just learned, that for Shmuas Ros, you have to rip your clothing. Amalei, Shmuas Ros, Behishat Mahavu, the bad news didn't come. The Shmuas Ros, one rips Kriya, explains the Ritva, is only as they occur. This was just a nevuah of what will happen, and therefore it's not in the category of Shmuas Ros. Amrav Chaba, Amrav Huna. Harayah Sefer Torah Shenikra. If somebody sees a Sefer Torah that gets ripped, Chayiv L'Kroyah Shtei Kriyas. He has to turn two Kriyas. Echad Al Gvil, one is for the Klaf, on which the Sefer Torah was written, Vech Al Ksav for the words. Shenema, Achris Roif HaMelech as Megillah v'Sedvarim. So you see that there are two categories. They had to rip Al Gvil and the Ksav. Because when the Ksav comes off separately, it's a separate Kriya. And that's why it deserves a separate Kriya. Rav Abba, Rav Huna Bachi Ava Yasvi. They were sitting together. Come, Rabbi Abba, Boy Lefnuye. Rav Abba wanted to use the bathroom. Shokolat HaTosvei, Achsei Baisadya. He took off his tefillin, and he put it on top of the blanket. Ase Basna Imta, a bird came, Boy Lemivlelei. Ostrich came, and wanted to swallow up the tefillin. Omer, Hashta Chayven Shtei Kriyos. Had the ostrich been successful in swallowing my tefillin, I would be Chayiv to tear my clothing twice. Amalei Menolacha. So he asked him, so Rav Huna said to Rav Abba, why? So he said, V'habadidi Ava Uvda. There was a story that a Basyana ate tefillin. V'asla Kamei de Abba Masna. And I came to Rav Asna what is the halacha regarding Kriya. V'loiv B'yodei. He wasn't able to answer. V'asla Kamei de Rabbi Huda. So then I went to ask this question to Rabbi Huda. V'amali Amishmu Amru. The only time a Sefer Torah, we reap Kriya for Sefer Torah is when it was done by our enemies, Kamasa, Shoya, like the story with Yoyakim. But if it was you who caused it by putting it in a place like this, Kriya is not torn. Continues the Gemara, Ari Yehuda Menolon. We began our Shia saying, the one who sees the Ari Yehuda as they are destroyed rips Kriya. Asked the Gemara Ori Yehuda Menolon, the Ksiv, the Yavayu Hanoshim Mishchem, Mishiloi Umishimraim, Shmainim Ish Mugulache Zokin, Ukriya Begodim, Umizgoidim, Uminchalavadim Beyodam, Lavia Beis Hashem. Says, so we see that they ripped the Begodim because they came from the Ori Yehuda when they saw them destroyed. Amrab Chelba, Amrab Ulu Bera, Amrab Elazar, Haroi Ori Yehuda Bechubanon, If somebody sees the Ari Yehuda as they are destroyed, Omar, he has to say, Ir kachcha haya midbar. Your cities have become a desert. Yushlaim b'chabanai, I'm at Tzion midbar haysa, Yushlaim shemama, b'kareya. Beis HaMikdash b'chabanai, if somebody sees the Beis HaMikdash as it's destroyed, I'm a base kachenu v'svatenu, asher lucha v'seinu, haysa l'sreifas eish. And that's why they have to say, they have to rip this kriya. So the Bach explains that the aloch that we rip kriya on Yerushalayim is learned from a chayim from Ari Yehuda. If in Ari Yehuda we don't rip kriya, then certainly Yerushalayim, which is the most holy of all of the Ari Yehuda, certainly one should rip kriya. However, the halacha is that Friday afternoon after Chatzos and on Shabbos, we don't rip Kriya for such a situation. And not only don't we rip Kriya, we only rip Kriya if we haven't seen these places for 30 days. So if somebody sees them on Shabbos for the first time, we don't rip Kriya. And it's considered that he saw it, that he wouldn't have to rip Kriya for another 30 days. There is a discussion in the Paiskim, as we're about to learn the Gemara, about seeing Ari Yehuda, the Makom HaMikdash, etc., one has to rip Kriya. What's the halacha if somebody is traveling in an airplane and he sees these places through from the window on the airplane? Does he still rip Kriya? There's a serious discussion in the Paiskim. And our Gemara said, we're going to learn, says that we only rip Kriya when we get to the city of Tzayfin. So we see that it has to be within a certain distance to rip Kriya. And when one is up in the sky in the plane, he's certainly at a further distance, and that's why we don't rip Kriya, says the Shailos HaTshuvos B'Tzeil HaChochma. Karei al HaMikdash, we learned that one rips Kriya for seeing the base of Mikdash, or Maisif Yerushalayim. And then he adds to that Kriya for Yerushalayim. Ask the Gemara, Raminu, but we learned in the Braisa Echad Shemeya, one who hears about the Churban Abayis, Vechar Raya, or somebody sees the Churban Abayis, Kivin Shigil Tzoyfim, once he gets to Tzoyfim, as we just said, Korea, he should rip Korea. The Korea, the Migdash Bifnei Atzmai, the Yishlaim Bifnei Atzmai. So we see you have to have two separate Koreas, and it is inadequate that you should just add to an existing Korea, says the Gemara Lakasha. Ha the Pogba Migdash Bereisha. If first you see the base of Migdash, if that means for somehow you were able to enter Yerushalayim in a box and you didn't see Yerushalayim, but you see the base of Migdash first, so therefore first you rip on the base of Migdash and you add for Yerushalayim. However, how the pug of Yerushalayim Bereisha, if you're traveling in the normal fashion where you see Yerushalayim first, so first you rip on Yerushalayim and then when you see Beis HaMikdash destroyed, it is inadequate just to add to that existing Kriya. Rather, an entire new Kriya is called for. Tana Rabban Mekulam, when we speak about the various types of Kriya, the halach is Ushayim Ushayilolam. Shalolam is to sew them up with wide stitches. Ulamayilolam means to just take the two sides of the ripped garment and fold them over and sew them together. Well, a loitam means to like pin the place where there's the kriya. Well, a soisakum and sumais, to take the pieces of garment that were ripped and make wide stitches, wide horizontal stitches, avloy lachoisam, but not to sew them up properly. Amr of Chizda, ubi'ichu Alexandra, when we're saying that sewing them up is prohibited, that's when it's sewed up in a professional, nice manner where it looks like it was never ripped in the first place. Tanabon, Hakraim Teich Shalal, if a garment was put together in these different methods that we just identified, Teich Shalom, Teich Molol, Teich Lekem, Teich Sumas, Layotza. In order to fulfill the mitzvah of Kriya, you have to rip an existing garment. These garments are not considered existing properly if they were only sewn together in this non-proper way. However, if a garment was sewn together properly, so the garment is considered one, and therefore, as somebody rips such a garment, yotza, he has fulfilled the mitzvah, kriya. Amra, papa, what type of sewing is considered properly sewn together? B'ichoy Alexandri. Tanra Abonin. Rishoy lahayfcha lamata. Somebody could take his garment and turn it upside down. Ulachoysay. And by turning it upside down, you could sew it together. Rav Shimon ben Loza ois lachoysay, that it's still usur. Says the Gemara, shem shamoich ois lachoysay. So too, just like somebody sells a beged that's sewn together, he can't sell it as new. Kach halokeach osur l'chaysai. Somebody is now buys a beged, is now allowed to rip it and then give it back. And if somebody sells that type of a garment, he has to notify the customer that this is what happened with this garment. Tana baron, tchilas kriya. When somebody starts doing tchriya, it's a tefach. But tesefes, if somebody's adding to that kriya, as we learned and we're going to learn, different situations, one could just add to an existing kriya. It's enough to add shol shetzpas divrei meya. If you do tchilas kriya, the beginning is shol shetzpas, but tesefes, and when you're adding to the kriya, all you need to do is shol kolshu. Amma ula. Halach Ramei B'Kriya, the halach is like Ramei as far as Sechus Kriya is concerned. The halach Rabbi Yehuda, but the Sefas will be followed Rabbi Yehuda's opinion when we're in his comments regarding to adding to the Kriya. Tanya Nami Hachi, Rabbi Yossi Aymer, Tchilas Kriya Tefach, but the Sefas Kalshu. Tan Rabbanan, Amr Loi Meis Aviv, if it was reported to him that his father passed away, the Korah, and he therefore he ripped Kriya, Meis B'Noi, and then it's reported to him that his son passed away. Hosef, he could add just to the existing kriya. Takta Masacha, the bottom part which was torn because of the son, is a kriya that can be sewn up. Elyon, the upper part of the kriya, which was for a parent, Eina Masacha, cannot be fixed up. However, says the Gemara, Mes Benoi, it was reported to him that his son passed away, the Korah, and he ripped Kriya. And then it was reported to him, Mace Aviv, that his father passed away, the Hoysef Elyon, the Hoysef, and he just added to that existing Kriya. So here it will be just the opposite. Elyon, which was torn for the son, Mis'acha, could be sewn up. Tachton, the bottom part, which was ripped for the parent, Eina Mis'acha, may not be sewn up. And as the Rishon imply, one would think that since this kriya, we added to the kriya because of the death of a parent, it should be considered that the entire kriya is attributed to the parent, and that therefore it cannot be sewn up. Teaches us the Gemara that the part that was done for the son is the part for the son, and the part for the parent is the part for the parent. Aviv imai says the Mameis Aviv, or Meis imai. His father and mother passed away. Meis Achiv or Meis Achoysoi, and his sister and brother passed away. Kairi Krei Achad. One Kriya for all of them is sufficient. Yudim of Seiraimer, Akulan Krei Achad. For all of his brother and sister, one Kriya is sufficient. Al Aviv V'Imoi Krei Achar, a different Kriya should be ripped for the parent. V'Fisha Ein Meisifin Al Kra Aviv V'Imoi. One should not take the Kriya of the parent, it should be different and separate. My Tama, what's the reason that you should do so? Amar Rav Nachman Yitzchak Fisher Enem Tosefos. It's inappropriate that the kriya that's done for the passing of a parent should just be done as an add-on to an existing kriya. The proper derech eretz is to make a separate kriya for the parent. Amar Shmuel, and Shmuel tells us that Halacha Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, that is in the Halacha. For a parent, there should be a separate kriya. Ask the Gemara, or me, I'm a Shmuel Hachi, is that the opinion of Shmuel? But haven't we learned from Shmuel? Shmuel has taught us so many times in our Masechta that Halacha Kedivrei HaMekel Ba'Avel, so we should take the lenient approach. Answers the Gemara, Avelus L'Chud, the Kriya L'Chud. Hilchos Avelis, we indeed always take the opinion, we always follow the opinion, the most lenient opinion. But this, by Kriya, is a Chiyuv, we take the more stricter approach. So some say that Kriya is a Chiyuv Deraisa, and therefore we're stricter by Kriya than by Avelis. Others say that Kriya is also only Midrabanan, but Kriya, which shows the real tsar of the pain, we should be more machmer. And the Rosh explains why would we suggest that Kriya is Midaraisa, because as we've quoted many times, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Allah in his summer by the passing of Nadav and Avihu, Uvdechem lo sofroimu, you don't rip Kriya, indicating that everyone else has a chiyuv to rip Kriya Midaraisa. Another pshat that I saw is that, as we've learned many times, Kriya is torn b'shas chimum. The proper time to rip Kriya is when one is really experiencing the pain. And at that time, since he's feeling the pain, we're not lenient. Says the Gemara, at Hechen Kriya, how far down does one have to rip Kriya? At Tipura, until his stomach. V'yesh Omrim Libay, until his heart. V'abish Ein Re'ay L'dover, that it has to go to the heart. Zech L'dover. If somebody already ripped his clothing up to that place, up to his stomach, and he still has to rip the garment again for whatever reason, the new Kriya should begin a distance of 3 etzpos from the original Kriya. If the entire front of the garment was already ripped for various kriyas, magzira lacharev, he should turn it around. The smalam amat, if the upper part of the garment has been ripped so many times, chayfchem amata, make the, since their clothing was really just like a sheet, you could, a big sheet, you could turn up round and you could turn it up to bottom, etc. The kareim amatam and atzadim, but if somebody just rips kriya at the bottom of the garment or on the side of the garment, lo yotza, proper kriya has to be on the top, in the front. El Shekoyin Gadol, but the Kohen Gadol has a special halachas, Pyre Milmata. And as Rashi explains, not because of Hilchas Kriya, the Hilchas Kriya doesn't apply to a Kohen. It's only Kriya that's done for Agmas Nefesh. And Avi Ezri asks, why is it permissible? Isn't this considered Baal Tashchis, that he's wounding a beggar? So when the Torah says that Kriya is required, as we've been learning, so then the halacha obviously supersedes the din about tashchis. But the question here is, if, as we're learning, Kohen Gadol doesn't do Kriya, as we've been learning, so how could he do Kriya? So the Shach explains, when something is done because he's expressing his grief, that is not considered a derech hashchasa. And since it's not considered a derech hashchasa, it's not prohibited. Says the Gemara, Pligabah, Ramasna Marukva, Betumayev Shmuel Velevi. They discussed Hilchas Kriya. Chad Omar once said, Kol Shiva, if somebody is sitting Shiva, Kriya, and then another relative passes away, he rips Kriya again. Lacha Shiva, but a new Kriya. It's just inadequate just to add to the existing tear. Lacha Shiva, after the Shiva, Maisif, he could add to an existing Kriya. The Charama Kol Shloishim Kriya, the first during the Shloishim, if somebody's doing the Shloishim of one Nifter, and he now has to rip Kriya Chas V'Shalom again, he has to make a new Kriya. Acha Shloishim, after the Shloishim Maisif, he could take the existing Kriya and add to it. Maskalar of Zera, Manda Amar Kol Shiva Kriya, the one that says that during the Shiva, if somebody has to rip Kriya again, he has to start a new Kriya, Amai. What's the reason? Says the Gemara, Delay Nitin L'Shailalai. Because since during the Shiva, one may not repair that Kriya in any fashion, so therefore, that Kriya has to remain the way it is. And if somebody, Chas V'Shalom, has to rip Kriya again, he has to rip it separately. Ask the Gemara, El Hadam Mamar, We learned the Gemara in Daf Chav Beis on an out Beis. Ha'isha shol lul alter that a woman can immediately, at least in a non-professional manner, repair the kriya immediately. So that halacha should be that a woman, if sitting shiva, should, is ripping kriya, should be able to rip the kriya, just add to the existing kriya during the shiva as well. Says the Gemara, the reason we were lenient by a woman was for a separate reason altogether. That's Mishum Kvayt Ishahu. But we can't say that the Kriya should be treated as a different Kriya. Mandam Koshloshim Kriya, Amai, the Lainitan Lachosai. Because the halacha is that one cannot professionally repair the Kriya until after the Shloshim. So ask the Gemara if that's the case, Elo'ovav Le'imai. That we learned in our shiur today, then la'nita and la'chayis la'olam, we may never professionally repair that kriya. Hachinami, we should never be able to add to that kriya. Answers the Gemara Hasan, mishum kvay avivimayhu. It's a special point of kavod avivimay. It's not connected to the actual kriya. Tana rabbanan hayoyts bebege krua lefnei ames. If somebody goes out with a garment that was torn previously, it's considered as if he stole from the mason of the chayim. It's considered as he stole from the mason of the chayim because he did gnev stas. People will think that he ripped the beged in honor of this person, and he didn't. He did it. The beged was already torn, and that's considered gnev stas towards everybody. Another pshat is that geizel is that doing kriya is a act of kavod towards the mace and also towards the living people who are still his mourning the death of that person. Somebody who fools people is somebody who doesn't do the kriya, especially is stealing that act that's supposed to be done. If somebody asks for someone else, please lend me your garment, because I need to go visit my father who's very ill. And he goes, and his father passed away. Kareya, he's allowed to rip that garment, even though it's not a garment that he owns. And then he could sew it up. When he comes home, he gives him back the garment. But obviously it went down in value because it was ripped, even though it was repaired. So he is allowed to rip it, even though it's not his beged, because this person obviously knew that this is the situation, and he implicitly gave him permission to rip it. But he has to pay back for the damage he did. However, if as he borrowed this garment, loy hadiyah, he didn't notify him for what purpose he's borrowing the baggage, harez loy yigabai, he may not rip it because he wasn't given permission to borrow it, to rip it. And as I saw the Rishonim say, Chazal were concerned, shloitin al dalas b'fnei lovin. If somebody lends somebody a garment and he needs to be concerned that he may get it back ripped, he'll never want to lend the garment. And therefore, to avoid that, you may not do it unless you knew there was permission. Tana Baran, Chayla Shemes Lemes, if Chayla, if somebody's not well, and he becomes aware, and one of his close relatives pass away, Ein Medina Yisrael Shemes, we don't notify him of that. Shemet Titra Datavilov, he may not be able to mentally deal with it. The Ein Mekayim in front of, we don't do kriya in front of this person. And women who cry should not cry in front of him. And in fact, the Paiskim say that the halacha is that even if it's a parent who passed away and the living relative is supposed to say Kaddish, one should not inform them because it shouldn't let them know. And in fact, it says in Shulchan Aruch, Simen Tuf Beis, Sif Yud Beis, Misha Meis Le Meis, V'loi Noi Deloi, if somebody lost a relative and he isn't aware of it, Ein Choy V'Shiyomer Loi, there is no obligation to inform him, but feel of other V'imoi, even by a parent, V'Zeh Nemer, Maitzi Diba Huksil. But I saw that the Mefarshim ask, so we announce a Levaya. How do we announce a Levaya? So they Mefarshim make a very interesting observation. This halacha that we're learning about not informing somebody is in Siman Tuf Beis. Siman Tuf Beis speaks about a subject that we've learned earlier, and that's the subject of Shmuel Kriva and Shmuel Rechaika. And therefore, they want to suggest that this that we don't notify is only by Shmuel Rechaika. There's no Levaya now anyway. But if there's going to be a Levaya, as we've learned, they're going to learn, there is a special point that a person who passes away should have the proper cover to Achron, and therefore we should announce the Levaya. Makarim Lekotin, we do Kriya for a cotton, nay Agmas Nefesh. Not that the cotton is Mechuyiv in Kriya, but we do Kriya because of Agmas Nefesh, the Koyin Al Chamav Al Chamoysoy, and we also rip Kriya when somebody loses a parent, when somebody loses their in-laws, nay Kfayt Ishtay. So here we see that Makarim Lekotin, b'nei Agmas Nefesh. And the Chiddush here is, say to Rishonim, that there is no concern of Baal Tashchis, because if he's a cotton, he's really not Mechuyav b'mitzvahs. Still, Agmas Nefesh, we rip Kriya. Furthermore, says the Ritzkiyas, that it's only talking here about a cotton, Shloi Gia L'chinach, because if the cotton is Gia L'chinach, then we have to do Kriya on the cotton because of Chinach. The Koran al-Chamba v'chamayis v'nei kvayir ishtoi says the Ravya, but that's only if his wife is there. If his wife is not there, there is no obligation to do Kriya on an in-law. Also, says the Beis Yosef, it's strictly for a wife's parents that one does Kriya, not for any other relatives of his wife. Vei mavrin el amitah zekufos. We spoke about the Suda Savra in the previous Mishnah, that it's done on regular chairs. Taraban al-Boyuch, Lebesa Oval. If somebody's coming to be Menachem Oval, and as we said, in those days the minig was that the people who came to be Menachem Oval participated in eating the Sir in the Suda Savra. Im Hayuliba Gaspoy, Yavrou. If they are close friends, they should eat the Suda Savra together. Amitas kfuyos, on turned over beds, as is on turned on slow chairs, the way Avelim normally sit. Mimlav, but if they don't have such close relationships, Amitas kfuyos. Yavrei al kfuyos, he doesn't sit on the floor. Rava Istra be Milsa, Rava suffered an Avelis, Alagabe Abba Bamarse du Abba Bamanune. They came to visit him. Rava Zokov, Rava turned his chair up regular, and because he felt that these people were not so close to him, so they don't sit on the floor with him. Abba b'masi kofi, Amma kamales b'idatil haitzuvim rabbonim. I wanted to save them from having to have to sit on the floor. And he, not only did he make that I should have to sit on the floor, but he sat on the floor, which is not required when they're not close friends.